The principle of operation of the moisture evaporator. This electric heat pump makes these tubes get very cold. Exploiting the relationship discussed in chapter 3 between the temperature of air and how much water it can hold. Now wherever life exists, even in the driest desert, there's a little bit of moisture even in the driest air. Such that in the case of drought, when all your wells have been depleted, if we build enough of these things, you'll have water left to spare. Now today I'm going to talk about the cycle of the seasons. This cycle comes about because your planet is a sphere, which is spinning on an axis, which is tilted at an angle, such that when it's winter over there, it's summer over here. Hey, would all of you please quiet down and listen to my lesson? Or perhaps you all have something more important on the brain? Well, since we don't get much learning done when you don't pay attention, I suppose we'll finish early now. Would someone please explain? Yes, Sarah? Your students are distracted because many have applied to join our most prestigious scouting guild, the Daughters of the Moon. And I shouldn't have to tell you cause it's listed on your schedule, but the next initiation camp is starting very soon. In that case, I apologize, I know what that must mean to you, and when you're less distracted, we can learn this chapter right. I wish you all the best of luck on your initiation. I will ask the Quaker meeting here to hold you in the light. Hold you in the shade?